Looking at the game, I thought offensively, it's probably one of the better games that we've played. We did have one turnover, which is for a touchdown, which is inexcusable. But we started running the ball at times pretty well. I thought we protected pretty well for the most part, and just didn't have the ball. Alabama, I don't know what the time of possession was, but it seemed like a lot to very little. Which goes back to the defense about getting off the field, being stouter in the run game, getting off the field on third down. But when it's kind of like I told the players in there, I see a lot of guys that are trying really hard, but we're making mistakes. And as coaches and players, we got to go back and we got to be able to execute at a higher level. I thought a lot of guys were playing really hard. We just made a few mistakes in the game as far as the over routes and a couple of things that, you give up explosive plays like that. We've always been pretty good about not doing that, and hadn't give up very many this year. But today we did, and it's tough to stop those guys when they start on the play action passes, being able to throw the overs. You got to be able to do one or the other. You got to be able to stop the run or stop that so it don't make it so tough to defend. And then on third down, you got to get off the field. And when I look at third down, most of it, I'm not saying that we would have stopped them if we would have done exactly right, but from an execution level, we're nowhere where we need to be. And this next week will be a great opportunity. We've got a lot of really young players in our program, that try really hard, but based off opportunities, they hadn't had a whole lot of chances to get in there and really kind of learn and create the right habits. And this next week will be a great opportunity for them. That's what we got to do is this, we're off this next week and got to go back and go back to work. And hopefully we'll continue to do what we're supposed to do when it comes to COVID, because we've had 5 weeks now where we've been COVID free, which will give us an opportunity to improve as a football team. I think Alabama, offensively, again, like I said before, I thought their offensive line is really, really good. There's no doubt they come off and hit us, probably with a little more thump than some of the teams we've played before. We didn't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. A lot of that goes to play action, trap passes, seven man protection. All these over routes are running seven man protection. And we got to win some one-on-ones there and do a better job covering them a little bit in the back end. But obviously very disappointed. I'm not used to this for sure. And I know the players in our locker room. This isn't what they came here for either. These guys are hungry. They want to improve, and they will because of that. So we got a young football team that's going to work hard, and we got the last half of the season, to show that. So any questions?
Two questions, Coach. There in the third and fourth quarter, it was, a 3-4 score game. Why not give some of those younger wide receivers a little bit more run? I know Jalen played, but the Jimmies and Malachi didn't play till really that last drive. And then two, kind of what went into the decision to put Brian in with about 3 or 4 minutes to go?
Well, those younger guys, to play at a high level in this league, okay? And if you're at the top tier in this league, it's probably it's the highest level in college football. There's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of practice habits, and these young guys are not there yet, okay? They're not, and it's something that this next week will give them an opportunity. They have to earn the right to play, because the guys that are playing in front of them earn it in practice by the way they prepare, just because you run fast or you were so many stars coming out of high school, you have to earn it. And that's some of the, I guess, probably learning curve when you get to college. And these guys will, you know, you, again, I've been around a lot of really good football players, and some of them were really good as freshmen, and some of them wasn't, you know, and it's just kind of different from everybody. I think today Jalen Hyatt kind of took another step. I thought he was made a couple of explosive plays out there. They struggled to guard him, and these other guys have the same type of ability Jalen has. Some of it's based off circumstances that they went through in fall camp. But this will be a big week for them, and I just told them that in the locker room. Not just them, but there's about 14 other guys that same thing, to really work hard to improve so you can help the team.
What about Brian, the decision to play him?
Well, based off reps, you know, we felt like Brian earned it this week, so we gave him an opportunity. I thought he'd done a pretty nice job in there.
Jeremy, I know it's been a rough week for Jarrett. You know, he's kind of been there before, had some rough moments. How do you think he handled everything in the past week with preparation and, you know, not getting distracted? And how do you think he played today?
You know, you talk about being a rough week. I mean, Jarrett can't control, you know, what anybody else does. All Jarrett can control is what he does, just like the rest of us in that locker room. So that's what he needs to focus on, and I think he done a really nice job this week being mature about it and focusing on the things that he could improve. I thought he done a nice job managing the offense today, had some scrambles out there, was accurate on some throws. So that was good to see.
Yeah, Jeremy, in year three for you, what do you make of kind of the results that you've had so far against the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Floridas and sort of the lack of close games or competitive games you've had there?
To be honest, they've been better than us. It's plain and simple. You know, if we were better than them and lost the games, I would say that. They've been better than us. We've played with them in spurts, but from a execution, finishing standpoint, we've not been able to sustain and do that, you know. So when I look at our team, I really like our team, our makeup. Got a lot of young guys that are going to have a chance to be really good players. And as they grow and develop, we'll continue to close that gap there.
Jeremy, mine's similar, more on the Alabama rivalry. I mean, you're so familiar with it, and you've won more of these than you've lost. But, I mean, should the difference be this drastic? I mean, when you look at these results, I think the last 5 years it's been like a 47-14 average.
You know, as a fan, no, it shouldn't. As a coach, no, it shouldn't. I promise you, I don't want it to be that way. You know, for us to – beat these guys today, we needed to play really clean football. We needed a couple of things to go our way. That's the truth of the matter. I think a great indication of talent level when you look at your team is look and see who gets drafted, you know. So we have a lot of young guys on our team, and we got some older guys on our team that are continuing to improve. We got to execute at a little higher level, obviously, on both sides of the ball to give ourselves a chance. And the last half of this season will be a great opportunity to see where we're at as far as these guys doing that.
Jeremy, are you discouraged at all by the gap between you and Alabama at this point?
You know, Jimmy, I was on the other sideline 3 years ago. You think I didn't see that? All right. And I can assure you that the gap is closing. It might not show on the scoreboard today, but the gap is closing. I can assure you that. And that's one thing that's frustrating to me. And it's frustrating to our players, okay, is there's times that we've done some really good things, but as a team, whether it's, you know, offense playing really good and the defense playing really good and special teams, we've not put any of that together. And that's what the elite teams in our program and are in our conference, that's what they do. Okay. They don't have many bad plays. They don't make many mistakes. They make the other team beat them. And there's times that we've done that this year, but we've not done it for a whole game, even for the games we've won, right? We've not done that. So this will be a great opportunity this next week to go back and see where we're at, to see where we've improved. And from that, we'll have an opportunity to kind of fix the things moving forward.
How do you keep the players from getting discouraged?
They're not discouraged. Okay. They're not, our players are not discouraged. All right. Our players live in the reality. All right. The fact that, you know, these guys came back when nobody in the country was playing football, but the SEC, they came back not knowing what the hell was going to happen, what this virus does. They didn't know any of that. Right. And they came back and went to work. Unfortunately, along the way, some of them got it. Okay. And we've learned a lot about ourselves through this. And I can tell you that we're not discouraged. There's nothing that's discouraging about in our locker room. We're discouraged, or we're really probably frustrated would be the right word, that we're not playing the way we expect to play. And I think part of fixing it is recognizing it. And so I saw a lot of improvement from a lot of players today. But it's going to take all of us, okay, to play at a high level to beat those guys.
Jeremy, two questions. One, what can you do during this next week to get the defense playing at a higher level? And then two, you mentioned you feel like the gap is closing between Tennessee and Alabama. Why do you think that is?
Well, because I was here 3 years ago when I walked in the room the first day. I know the people that's on that sideline, and I know the people that's on our sideline. You know, so I think I've got a pretty good idea and been around some pretty good football teams to know when I see one and know when one's getting closer. What was your first question?
What can you do during this bye week,
the defense to play better?
Yeah.
I mean, we have not played very good in the secondary for five games. And really, to me, not played very good defensively. I thought DeAndre Johnson has played pretty good, and he was out against Georgia and he got hurt today. Henry has been pretty consistent. I see a lot of guys improving, you know. So we gotta figure it out. Why we gave up big plays today. How come they kept running the counter and we didn't get them stopped? You know, we obviously had some subs. We done things today, like a couple of guys got hurt. And when you get hurt, you need to lay down on the field, right? And the guys didn't lay down on the field. They run off the field while Alabama's going fast. And we had too many men on the field. Well, that's youth, right? So experience. But it cost us, you know, three times. One time we didn't have the right personnel on the field, and that's my fault. But two other times that happened. So when you talk about how do you play at a high level and do it over and over and over again, it's all about the habits that you create in practice. And we have some guys on our team that do that pretty well. And we have some guys that are so young, and maybe because of lack of practice time, they've not had a chance to kind of create those habits. And, you know, I mean, you look around college football right now, I mean, it's kind of like this right here each week, because guys are in, guys are out. It's tough on these guys, you know, it really is. And being able to kind of stay together and stay the course. But I've been proud about our guys about working hard to try to do that.
Jerry, as a coach, is there ever a time where, you know, you may have a freshman or a sophomore who you know is more talented than, you know, the upperclassman who may be playing and but not quite as ready, and you throw him out there just to maybe speed up his development, or is it all about the practice field?
Well, I don't believe in that. You know, when you practice, you have a purpose when you practice, right? So I don't think it's the right way to build a program. Because the players know who's earned the right opportunity to play on Saturdays. They know that, okay? There's no secrets in this game. You can see it. We watch film every day. They know who plays hard. They know who makes mistakes. And if you start just because a guy's bigger or stronger or faster or whatever, if he's not done the right stuff through the week, then I think you're sending the wrong message to the people within your program when you're trying to build a program. So it's part of – you know, I guess earning it every week, you know, because you'll see some guys that'll do really good for a couple of weeks, and then they may not have it for two or three days. Well, if you got a lot of good competitors in your program and you got good competition, well, hey, they move to the back of the line and it makes them work hard and improve so they don't do that. So that's kind of what we're getting to.
Speaking of freshmen, for me stood out Jalen Hyatt. You know, he played really well. Two receives, got a touchdown. What do you say about Jalen, a freshman, but in my opinion stood out and, you know, played very well in offense? And I have a second question after that.
Yeah, I've said all along I'm really excited about these young wide receivers. These guys are fast. They have instincts to play the position. Jalen has got to practice more than the other three this fall camp, and it's about right. You know, it's the fifth game of the season, and under the circumstances, it's good to see him kind of take that next step. I mean, those guys guarding him are pretty good out there. And he obviously had a really nice day. Those other guys have the same type of ability. They're going to have to get the same opportunities by the number of practice reps to get a chance to do that.
And what is the message you say to the fans that don't feel maybe trusting the team or maybe to encourage after this third loss in a row?
Well, hey, nobody's more disappointed than the people within our program, I can assure you. Okay. So, it's the reason that I wanted this job, okay, is because I understood the passion, the energy, the expectations of Tennessee football, okay? When I took the job, I knew exactly where it was at, exactly, okay, which is why I wanted the job, okay? I wanted this job because I wanted to get it to where it's supposed to be. It's a hell of a challenge, all right, and I'm glad I took the job. I'm excited about being here. I'm not discouraged. The people in our program are not discouraged. I know where our program's headed, and we'll get there.
But you talk about, you know, being a little bit frustrated with the secondary. Tamarion McDonald's played the at the end of the last two games, but he missed a huge chunk of time with that injury he had during the summertime. What about his practice habits? What does he do well that's kind of got him into the mix, having, you know, been out for such a long stretch?
Yeah, he's practiced for 2 weeks, you know. As a guy that came here, we found a labrum tear. We decided, because we didn't know if we were going to have football or not, we thought it'd be the best thing to go ahead and let him have surgery. And he had it in June. We knew that he would miss the first five games or four games. And Dr. Rapay done a really nice job. He kind of healed pretty fast, and they released him. And one night we scrimmaged, he'd kind of started doing some backpedaling drills for a couple of weeks with us, but we scrimmaged, they released him, and he showed up. And when I say he showed up, I mean, he's hitting people, he's all over the field. So he's a guy that we've started trying to bring along, you know? So, I mean, right there, one of those over routes they caught right there at the end of the game, you know, is good for him, right? He's supposed to be doubling the guy coming over, and Alabama got in an FI formation into the boundary, motion back to the field, and made us go through a check there. And it's something he'll learn from, right? He didn't make that play then, but it'll pay off down the road, and he will.
Jeremy, what did you see from the defensive line this week as you got to work with them throughout it? And did you see improvement, and did you see that translate into play today?
I saw a lot of guys that want to be good. I saw a lot of guys that have a long ways to go when it comes to technique, understanding of how to play the position. You know, I'm a big believer as a defensive coach in learning to play the plays. So there's technique that you play, but there's also tons of clues that the offensive formations and that they give you clues about what plays are going to happen. And I don't think our guys completely understand that. So we've got a long ways to go. I'm excited about the group because they want to be good and they want to work hard. And this past week we worked the crap out of them. So we'll continue to do that. And hopefully we'll see some improvement there.
Is that a surprise that there are those technique and some recognition issues for a group that has so many upperclassmen?
Well, they got some upperclassmen. Let's talk about them. Latrell Bumpus for 2 years played tight end. Okay, then we didn't have a spring ball this year, right? Blakely, same thing. He's played both sides of the ball. He's bounced around. Then we don't have spring ball. Darrell Middleton's never had spring ball here. He come during the summer, no spring ball. Same with Savion Williams. Amari Thomas just got here, you know. So, I mean, I could go down the list. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, there's a if you look at the last two classes we've recruited, you know, unless they were here last spring, Darnell Wright, he's never had a spring ball. There's a lot that goes into that. And if you look, I mean, I just look at the team we just played, look at their offense, which I think is really, really impressive. I think they're very good. You know, you look at the people they got, you know, those guys have been around for a while, you know. So it takes a little bit to learn to play at a very high level. And you obviously saw they could do that. They lost one of their best players on the opening kickoff. They plugged another guy in, a couple of guys in, you know, that's been in their program several years. You know, so you learn how to compete and practice and play against good people every day, and it kind of makes you better.